In hockey, it's useful to have a big, tough teammate who can help you settle the score when you've been wronged. But who backs up the big guys?
The most extraordinary superheroes ever assembled. The Guardians. Their powers know no equal. But are they enough to stop true evil?
Starting tomorrow, they can turn to a superhero. The NHL is set to unveil the Guardian Project as part of the league's All-Star Game festivities in Raleigh, North Carolina. The project features 30 new superheroes, one for each NHL team. And when you're looking to create new superheroes, you probably turn to Stan Lee, the man behind Spider-Man, the Hulk, the X-Men, and Iron Man, to name just a few. Stan Lee, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi there. Hey, it's good to be talking to you. As long as you ask nice, easy questions.
It's the only kind I know, Mr. Lee, I promise. Tell us how you became involved in the Guardian Project.
Well, it was brought to me. The suggestion came to me by some of the fellows who have been working on this for a long time. I thought it was a wonderful idea. It was such a big idea to create 30 superheroes, one representing each team. I had never done anything of that scope, of that scale, and it was a challenge, so away we went.
Well, the National Hockey League teams already have mascots, or at least most of them do. What are the benefits of having a superhero as well?
Well, a mascot is a mascot, but just by definition, a superhero is a superhero. And these superheroes are part of a team called the Guardians, which is really lucky for the Hockey League and for mankind in general.
I would think so.
Because we now have new protectors. And in fact, to tell you what a good job they're doing, you remember when the president made his State of the Union speech?
Certainly.
There were no untoward incidents, were there?
Aha.
The Guardians were on duty.
Excellent. Not limited to hockey, these things.
No, no. It's their protectors of our world as we know it. But, of course, they are based on hockey teams, and each one of the heroes has a superpower or a number of superpowers which have to do with the team he represents.
Well, some of these Guardians have already been revealed. Can you tell us, perhaps, which one is your favorite?
Oh, I have no favorites. I love them all. It's like asking a parent who's his favorite child. They're all so wonderful and so colorful and so exciting that whichever one I'm looking at the moment, that's my favorite.
Now, since you've brought up this asking a parent to name a favorite child, I do have to mention for our listeners' benefit, none of these Guardians look the least bit like children. They're all incredibly muscle-bound, gigantic creatures, right?
Well, if you wanted somebody to keep the world at peace and to take care of justice and liberty, wouldn't you want somebody who is fairly strong and powerful and able to do that?
Absolutely.
Of course.
The Guardians, as you have mentioned, all have various powers. One of the New York Rangers' powers is listed as, quote, narcoleptic confusion. And I'm very curious about what the Ranger can accomplish via narcoleptic confusion.
Well, if you can confuse your enemy, you're halfway toward victory right there, right?
Is hockey a favorite sport of yours?
I played hockey. See, I lived in New York, and there were very few ice rinks where I lived. So I used to play hockey in the street on roller skates with my friends, and we would have a guard at each end of the street to let us know if cars were coming. Mm-hmm. And if there were no cars coming, we hit that puck back and forth, and I loved it. But I've never played it on the ice, and I never played it when I got older, which is my loss.
You created some of the best-known comic book characters in history, Spider-Man, the X-Men, Iron Man, and others, and they all have special abilities, superhuman abilities. But which of your characters do you suppose would be the best athlete?
Oh, that's an interesting question. The best athlete? Well, I think Spider-Man would qualify because he is incredibly strong and nimble. I think Daredevil would qualify because even though he's blind, His other powers are so sharpened that he can do anything better than a sighted man. And if you could ever get the Hulk to calm down long enough, he might be pretty good.
Well, that would be the worry with the Hulk, that his temper would just get him in trouble with umpires and referees and officials every time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If they drop the puck, he's apt to eat it. Hey, did you know I dropped the puck at a game here in L.A. a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah?
What a thrill that was. And then I rode around in the, what do you call that?
The Zamboni?
Car? The Zamboni.
Zamboni, yeah. Terrific.
They wouldn't let me drive it, though, which kind of bothered me a little, but I was a passenger. I can't wait till this all starts and I get to see a few games. I'm going to start becoming a big fan.
Excellent. How did you originally get into the comic book business?
By accident, really. I heard there was an opening in this publishing house, which was owned by the husband of a cousin of mine. And due to that relationship, I heard there was an opening. So I applied for the job. I was only about 17 or 18. And I found out it was in the comic book department because they also published other magazines. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there for a while. I even changed my name. I used to have a real name, like Stanley Martin Lieber, you know, a real genuine name. But comic books in those days, comic books had so little respect that I changed my name to Stan Lee. I just cut my first name in half because I didn't want to use my comic book name for when I wrote the great American novel, which I've still never gotten around to writing.
Oh, I hope there's plenty of time left for that.
Yeah, I'll get to it sooner or later.
Mr. Lee, just one last question. You're working with the National Hockey League in the development of these Guardians, and I'm wondering if after the league finals this spring, is there any chance that they will award the champions the Stan Lee Cup instead of the Stanley Cup? I mean, it would just mean a kind of minor spelling change.
Isn't that interesting? I hadn't thought of that. That would be very nice. And I'd be the guy who'd give it, so I could go to the games and present it to people. You sound like a guy who has a lot of influence. So seeing you brought that up.
I was going to compliment you on your terrific judgment until that last thing.
Bless your heart.
Stan Lee is the creator of Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, the Hulk, and many more. His latest superheroes, The Guardian Project, will be unveiled during the NHL All-Star Game telecast on Versus tomorrow. To see a sneak preview of some of the Guardians, visit our website. Mr. Lee, thank you very, very much for speaking with me.
Oh, it was a pleasure talking to you. And just think, someday people will be saying, Stan Lee, the co-creator of the Guardians, as well as Spider-Man and the Hulk and the X-Men and the Iron Man.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Golden Microphone Given and Doug the Orange Man Trabu. Our technical director is John Sonic Boom Parati. Our intern is Mark, potentially fabulous intern boy Filipino. Our senior producer is Gary the Credible Hulk Wallach. To view our photo gallery, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Marvel Comics legend and NHL Guardians creator Stan Lee.
I hope the questions are easy because I know very little about hockey, about the teams themselves.
That's okay, Mr. Lee. Me neither. That's why we talked to Helene Elliott about hockey. We call her the Superwoman of the Slapshots. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. It's great.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at mecfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.